Hello, this is Robert Smigel with Europe's Podcast, where we talk to the entrepreneurs who are making it happen here in Malta. Now, get ready for an inspiring conversation with Melanie Hainzer. Melanie is the CEO and founder of Laetus Media, where she leads with a focus on creativity, collaboration, and results-driven strategies. With years of experience in performance and conversion marketing, Melanie has built a reputation for her thoughtful leadership and ability to adapt to an ever-changing industry. Melanie, welcome to Yours Podcast. We appreciate you taking the time to share your entrepreneurial journey with all our listeners.
Thank you so much for having me, Robert, and thank you for the very nice intro.
Great. Okay. I want you to tell us a little bit more about yourself and your current business. I know you're from Germany, and tell us about your journey to Malta and how that started.
Almost. So originally I'm from Austria, same
Austria.
but different.
Okay.
Yes. So I moved to Malta around 15 years ago. Basically, back in the days, I wanted to learn some English and thought I'm gonna do a little holiday. Got bored after a few days and just looked into what kind of businesses, what kind of work is around me, and found an internship at a gaming company. And that is how my career in iGaming started. And from there, first I worked in the CRM department from a company called Mr. Green. And from there, I worked my way up in the industry. And around, I think it's like since 2017, I built my own business, starting off as an SEO affiliate. And from there, made through various journeys through different companies. And
Okay.
that was not.
So what kind of motivated you make the transition from, I guess, working for companies, you're an affiliate, and then kind of build your media company? What was that like? What did that look like?
Sorry, can we pause for a second? Just my.
Okay, so what inspired or made it motivated you to be an entrepreneur, that transition, and what did that look like?
I think it was a natural transition since I started working with on my own SEO affiliate business, and I saw over the years more and more revenues are coming in. And then when you reach a certain threshold, it was clear to me that now it's time to start a business. And from there, more and more projects came along, and it ended up I was involved in several more projects.
Okay. Good. Okay. Now, in terms of starting the company, what did that look like as far as did you need financing? Did you have to get more people involved? Did you self-finance it? Was it basically consulting where clients come in, pay for your fees? What did you make money in that period start?
Luckily, I did not need any outside financing. Since in affiliation, you need very little investment. So basically, I only had to pay the fees for a domain and the website. And from there, it was not necessary to get more financing.
Okay. Now you're in iGaming. iGaming is huge in Malta. There's lots of companies that do that there. And you know the industry very well. What is one piece of knowledge or information about your industry that you can share with our listeners, the general public that would want to learn about what's going on in Malta, the iGaming industry there, and what does that industry look like? Is it growing? Is it changing? What are some things you can tell us?
I mean, the iGaming industry is ever changing, but I think the biggest piece of advice or knowledge that I have is it's not important what you know, it's important who you know. So this is what I learned along the way. The more connections and the better networking you can do, the more you and the further you go ahead in this industry.
Okay, so it's the networking, the connections, and
Yes,
knowing people.
definitely.
Yeah. And I imagine in Malta, there's so many companies that there are a lot of networking events. Is that right? In Gagan?
Yes, Yes, there are left and right. There is also, for example, we have a few Soho houses. They also have lots of social gatherings, also outside of the iGaming industry, which is also very interesting.
Okay, good. Okay, let's talk a little bit about doing business in Malta. You've been there for a while, you've started a business, so we're going to try and do a little deep dive into as if someone was wanting to learn, to establish a business there and some of the things we can learn. What is the long-term vision company? Do you see your company expanding into other areas in Malta? Like you're in iGaming now, but would you take on clients from different industries? Because marketing can fall within Forex, it can crypto, iGaming kind of they fall within a certain categories, but there's gray markets, black markets, white markets, and all that kind of stuff. So tell us a little bit more about your expansion plans if you have any.
Yeah, so currently my main clients are based in Europe. The biggest revenue stream at the moment for Laetus Media is digital marketing, specialized in programmatic. But I also do have other products. So I do have consultancy services that I offer. I just did a market entry to Finland for another gaming operator. And I also venture out in events. So I just got a nice award show coming up in Germany. So as you see, it's like I'm all over in Europe. However, I've also worked with Canadian operators as well.
Okay, good. So you will help companies in Malta that are established with a MGA gaming license, and then if they want to go to other countries, a facility.
Yes, so I can offer my services. Either you have an MGA license or you're having any local licenses, like in Spanish license, German license, Ontario license. So also if you're a crypto operator and you're working on Curaçao or on Anjouan, there is also parts where I could help.
Okay, let's talk about doing business in Malta. What are the biggest benefits for being an entrepreneur in Malta? So we're going to talk about what that looks like. Can you share some of the good points about starting a company in Malta? But I also want you to give us some of the challenges that you've had to overcome and what's that look like?
I think, especially when we're looking into the iGaming business, Malta is, you have a lot of expertise there. So it's very easy to get started to find the right personnel and stuff, the knowledge on the island. And of course, the biggest benefit is the tax situation in Malta. As you know, as a company, you are able to benefit from a 5% corporate tax scheme, which is very, very attractive. On the flip side, obviously regulations are changing, so you need to always keep yourself updated. What is currently what are the marketing rules depending in which field you're working on? And then, of course, Malta is very small. It's an island which has 316 square kilometers and a population of 500,000 people. So it can get very crowded, especially in the summer season when the population triples with tourism.
Okay, so what advice do you have for entrepreneurs that may be in gaming or not in gaming that want to come to Malta? What are some of the things that you've encountered along the way that you would change or if you could do it again? But if we were sitting down, I said, hey, I'm ready to move to Malta, be in the iGaming, whatever capacity. What are some of the things or some of the advice you can give that person?
First of all, very, very important, get a very good tax advisor. A tax advisor and accountant, that is the most important thing you can do when you start out. Then there is also from the government, there are several branches where you can reach out. They help startup companies. So if you go on the government side from Malta, they are very, very helpful and help you to make everything right from the beginning.
Okay, so do everything above board. Don't try and cut corners. get established, and
Yes,
the
pay your
residency.
taxes.
Yeah. Also, to the residency, I've gone through that before, and the residency stuff, you have to kind of, well, you're European Union, but if you're coming from a different country outside of the Union, you definitely want to make sure that you do your immigration work.
Yeah, luckily they have introduced, I think a couple of years ago, they have introduced a digital nomad visa. Just a friend of mine just applied last week, so I know a little bit around it. It's quite easy to get and definitely worth it.
Okay, good. So let's talk a little bit more about your journey as an entrepreneur. How do you define success and how do you celebrate success? I know that entrepreneurs go through a lot of ups and downs, and you gotta kind of keep an even keel, but how do you define success? What is success for you? And how do you overcome some of the challenges on a day-to-day basis or yearly basis or just the process of being an entrepreneur?
I think for me, success is that I can do or I can work in a field that I really enjoy, and I don't need to go to an office and to a work environment of a company that I don't like. So I'm my own boss. I can schedule my own time. If I don't feel like working on a Wednesday at 9 a.m., but I start at 12. That's for me success and freedom, and that is what makes me happy. Of course, success, if you measure me by Mark Zuckerberg, I'm far, far away from being successful.
Are we all? Okay. How do you deal with fear and doubt? I know that in your industry, gaming can be volatile, and there's a lot of clients
Yes.
that come and go. Operators, it's just can be vulnerable at times. But how do you deal with that, where you're having a good day one day, a bad day next, and how do you deal with the doubt aspect of being an entrepreneur?
To be honest, I'm doubting myself all the time. It is also, I think that comes as you're as an entrepreneur. It's just like if you don't doubt yourself, then you don't learn and work on yourself. That's my personal opinion. Also, seeing that how I started off. So I started off as being an SEO affiliate. I was specialized on the German market. Then Germany regulated and they didn't allow affiliation. On a revenue share model, there was also the word casino is banned. So I needed to change because that was my main revenue stream. So from there, I went into digital marketing, programmatic. Then I got clients on board. They wanted me to run the programmatic. Then from there, since I was still traumatized from the German situation, I thought like, oh, I wanted to do something more in the regulated space because it's just more secure revenue streams, same as many iGaming operators. And that is when I came up with the idea. I want to do like industry awards that are backed up by the regulator. And that is one of the projects that I'm working right now with the German authorities to get that off the ground. So I think you need to be open to change. You need to be open to start from scratch all the time. And I think this is the spirit of being an entrepreneur.
So pivoting, adjusting to changing landscape of on
Oh,
game,
yes.
yeah. And also, would you say that using your network helps with that process, being able to
Definitely.
channel people and say, hey, here's where I'm at, this is what I need, can you help me out, that type of thing?
Yes, and also not being shy asking for help. I mean, it's of course it's never nice to ask for help because it's always you got to feel, oh, can I do that? Is it too much to ask for? But I found out that people are actually happy if you ask them because they see that you value their opinion. So you don't need to be afraid and shy to ask for help.
Okay, good. Now, entrepreneurship can be demanding. You talked a little bit about freedom, owning your schedule. These are things that obviously are benefits to that. So, do you have routines that you put into place? I know that entrepreneurship can be demanding. Lifestyle, do you have an exercise program, morning routines, anything that helps kind of build your lifestyle outside of work so that you're able to be strong and on point when you're dealing with the pressures of being an entrepreneur?
I wish I could say I get up at 4 in the morning, work out, read some inspirational books, but it is very, very simple. As soon as I wake up, I get my morning coffee. I check my KPIs from campaigns that are heavy on numbers, and then just make my schedule. What do I have? What is the absolute minimum that I need to do? To get that ticked off, and then everything else is a bonus of the day.
Okay. Now, obviously, Malta is a beautiful place to live. There's a lot of tourism there, a lot of recreation, a lot of water sports, a lot of activities. What are your things you do for work-life balance that when you're not working? And are you enjoying the beaches? Are you going out? Or do you go to a place to kind of think about your business when you leave the house? Do you have a coffee shop or something like that that you go kind of get outside your head and so kind of get a fresh perspective on things?
So off season, I really enjoy coastal walks or going to the beach. During now that it's becoming summertime and the population triples, I tend to pack up my bags in Malta and go for the summer to Austria, where I can enjoy a little bit more of fresh air, green mountains, forests, and that clears my mind.
Okay, good. I always love to do the walk from St. Julian's to Salima.
Yes,
That walk. That's one of my
the coastal work. Yeah.
the coastal walk. Yeah, it's one of my favorites. I always like to do. Okay, let's talk a little bit to have some fun questions for you. Okay, if you weren't doing what you do now, what would you like to do for a profession? So you're not in gaming, you're not in marketing. If you could pick any job, you're that outside of that world, what would it be?
I think so. I love baking, and I love hospitality. So I think, and I also love animals. So I would, if I would have the funding for it, I would love to have a little bed and breakfast somewhere. I would say Tuscany area in Italy. Bake every day fresh bread for my guests, and then have a little animal shelter where I have cow, little cows, like the mini Highland cows, some goats,
So a
dogs, cats.
baker and a farmer.
Yes. So my grandparents had a farm, so I love to do the farm work, milking cows and all that.
Wow, that sounds like fun. Okay, hope you get there one day. What two words would you use to describe yourself and why?
Persistent and curious, I think. So I never persistent because I never give up. I always find a way. And curious because I think if you look what I've done over the years, it's just like from if one door closes, another one opens, and I always tend to find the door that opens.
Good. Okay. Anything keeping you up at night? Do you tend to shut everything off? I know that sometimes entrepreneurs work around the clock, think around the clock, but are you one of those people, or are you just kind of compartmentalize and say, okay, I'm done. I don't take it up at night, the stress.
No, unfortunately, I'm always thinking, so my mind goes around the clock.
Yeah. And okay. Now, entrepreneurs are big readers, whether it be business books or nonfiction or fiction, whatever it looks like. Books you read on business or other, or podcasts or audiobooks, anything that you could tell us about that has helped you?
I mean, I do read the occasional newsletter from the gaming businesses that they are sending out. I watch some of the podcasts, but to be honest, since my mind is going around, it feels like 24/7 in business. I do not read much business related literature, so I enjoy watching trash TV and
Wow.
And also playing like solitaire on my phone to keep my mind a little bit shut off. So
Yeah.
that's very unconventional.
Okay. What about tools you use? Is there any tools you use like Google or Docs or tools that help calendars, anything that help you keep organized, anything for billing, and what kind of tools do you use that help you in your online business?
So I do have management tools, project management tools such as Trello and Asana, depending on what my clients work with. Personally, I love all the Google Suite with the Google Drive for meetings, Google Meet. But bookkeeping, I have a good software called Xero, which helps a lot to keep me organized. But then I'm one of the rare people who love the good old-fashioned notebook. So in the morning when I schedule my day and I write down my to-do list, and I love to cross that off during the day
Pen.
when I finish the task. Yes,
You like the
pen
paper.
and paper.
Pen and paper. That's good. Okay. We often get lots of advice from people, mentors, business associates, partners, whatever that looks like. Is there any advice you've received over the years of you being an entrepreneur that you can pass on to other entrepreneurs that you think might help them or provide value?
Just never give up and believe in yourself.
To stick to it.
Short and sweet.
And what about, I think one of the things too is pivoting. I think you've learned to do that with all the changes. I think, iGaming challenges you, like you said, the regulation in Germany, the SEO work that you're doing, and then you're able to pivot. Is that, would you recommend being very observant of the market you're in and pivoting when things need to be done in a different direction?
Yes, and also embrace change. I know nobody likes change, but if you wire your brain that if, I mean, my first reaction if there is change is I don't like it. But then I sleep a night over it and I try to find the positive things about it, and then I get really into it and just convince myself it's a good thing.
One last question about Malta. Do you see iGaming growing? Is it crypto that's growing there? Is it the Forex that's growing there? What industry is growing in Malta from what you're seeing?
I think there is a lot of investment in crypto, of course. A couple of years ago, Malta wanted to be one of the crypto hubs in Europe. I think there was a little bit of pause to it. But in general, I don't think iGaming will go away from Malta. It will still stay strong and will be the place to be in Europe.
Right. And now having a license in Malta, does that enable the operator to go into other countries in Europe? Or is that changing where you have to have a license within that country? So Malta license is okay in certain countries, but not in all. Is that right?
Yes, unfortunately, it is changing. Unfortunately, fortunately, however you want to see it. So, with more and more European countries to regulate their own business or their gaming, it is changing. So, I think the MGA, the Maltese license, is turning more into what Curaçao was. So, I see the trend because if you look, Germany legalized, Spain, Italy, there is so many countries that have licenses. In next year, Finland is regulating. So the Maltese license is not as strong as it used to be for the European market, but you can still operate on many, many geos.
Okay, good. Okay, we're going to wrap things up. How can our listeners get hold of you? And is there anything you'd like to add before you leave us today? Anything we've left out? Anything that you want to send to our customers or listeners that might help them? Any entrepreneurs out there? Any words of final words of advice?
I mean, first of all, thank you for everyone who listened to the podcast and listened to what I had to say. And I'm always happy if people reach out on LinkedIn, Melanie Heinzer. You can find me there, and happy to have a chat if someone reaches out. And thank you very, very much for your time, Robert.
Yeah, okay. Melanie, thank you for coming on the show. I've learned a lot about you, and I'm sure our listeners have as well. Thanks for coming on. Take care.
Thank you.